This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With the payoff being a fine burrito with fresh cilantro or golden falafel in a pita, who among us has not stood in line waiting to get lunch from a truck? Some are gourmet, some are just scary, but among the attractions of a food truck, they tend to be independent. But as Susan Vallett reports, a chain restaurant is getting into the game.
A half dozen food trucks fill a parking lot south of Los Angeles. There's a Filipino taco truck, a heavy metal-themed gourmet burger truck, and then there's the Double Z truck, where workers stand outside taking orders.
One French dip cider?
No, make it two.
Two with fries or without?
What makes the Double Z truck special is that it's owned by Sizzler. Yes, that Sizzler, the long-established but recently declining restaurant chain.
We've been in so many events where people turn around and be like, are you kidding me? This is Sizzler?
That's Double Z truck chef Chris Rader. He says the menu at a Sizzler restaurant is completely different than you'd find on the truck.
It's a way for us to help rebuild. We're trying to use this as a vehicle to propel it up as a marketing scheme, as getting out with the people and things like that. So it kind of revitalizes the youth of Sizzler, so it's not just going after one crowd.
Meaning the senior crowd the chain's become known for. And Rader says Sizzler's truck, which hit L.A.'s roads in August, stays in neighborhoods where Sizzler restaurants are. He thinks just because corporations are getting into the food truck biz, they won't put the little guys out of business.
Just like brick-and-mortar restaurants, there's always going to be great mom-and-pop restaurants, and then there's going to be these corporate, you know, Applebee's and everything else that's going to be out there. So I don't think that it'll do anything as changing the landscape of having somebody, of creating grilled cheese truck.
But expect most of the big restaurant chains to start rolling out trucks soon. That's according to John Self. He's a restaurant expert at the University of Cal Poly Pomona.
And the winner is going to be the public. And I think the winner will be the restaurant industry, because it'll expand into a totally different new market.
Independent food trucks say they welcome the competition from big corporations, but they worry that too many trucks from the chain restaurants could flood the market and sour it for everyone. In Los Angeles, I'm Susan Vallett for Marketplace.